Timeline. 2012. Six men are hospitalized in April and May after working in a bat-infested mine near Tongguan in Mojang County, Yunnan. Infection by a bat virus is suspected, and top laboratories, including that of Dr. Shi Zhengli of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, WIV, start to search the mine for viruses. 2013. WIV scientists find RAT-G13, a Sarbeco virus, SARS-like coronavirus, in a sample taken from the Mojang mine to Wuhan. 2014. US moratorium on gain-of-function research. Beijing scientists reveal they searched the Mojang mine but didn't find the virus that sickened the miners. Scientists from the lab of the then-deputy director of the Chinese CDC, Dr. George Gao, search the Mojang mine for viruses. 2015. The WIV finds eight other Sarbeco viruses in the Mojang mine. Dr. Shi of the WIV co-authors a paper reporting the manipulation of a furin cleavage site in MERS and MERS-like spike genes. Dr. Shi co-authors a paper with Dr. Ralph Barrick, creating a chimeric Sarbeco virus with a spike gene from a bat Sarbeco virus. 2016. Dr. Shi publishes a small fragment of RAT-G13 under the name BTCoV/4991. 2017. Dr. Shi reports the creation of eight recombinant bat Sarbeco viruses. Moratorium on gain-of-function research ends. Framework on work with enhanced potential pandemic pathogens is introduced. 2018. RAT-G13's full genome is sequenced. The WIV files patent for bat breeding cages. 2019. The WIV takes its extensive pathogen database offline on the 12th of September. As far as we can tell, they were studying nine of the closest relatives to SARS-CoV known to scientists at the time in the laboratory, all collected from the Mojang mine. Wuhan Military World Games Committee holds an exercise in how to respond to a novel coronavirus outbreak, September. The WIV files patent for finger wound device. WIV study of people living in Sarbeco virus spillover zone in southern China says that bat coronavirus spillover is rare. Dr. Peter Daszak describes progress with finding 100 novel Sarbeco viruses. Some can infect human cells and humanized mice in the laboratory. COVID-19/SARS-CoV-2 is first detected in Wuhan in late 2019. Detailed timeline in 2019 to 2020. 17th of November. 55-year-old man in Hubei province is allegedly the earliest case to be retrospectively diagnosed. 1st of December. First clinically diagnosed case according to Lancet study. 8th of December. First clinically diagnosed case according to China WHO joint study on the origin of COVID-19. 24th of December. Patient sample from Wuhan Central Hospital is sent for testing. 26th of December. The sample tests positive for a coronavirus. 27th of December. First SARS-CoV-2 genome is obtained and allegedly shared with the WIV. 30th of December. Doctors at Wuhan Central Hospital, Dr. Ai Fen and Dr. Li Wenliang, blow the whistle on novel SARS-related coronavirus infections. This information is leaked online and reaches the Chinese CDC director, Dr. George Gao. Dr. Shi is called to return to Wuhan from a Shanghai conference in order to look into the novel coronavirus outbreak. She wonders if it came from her laboratory because she never expected this kind of thing to happen in Wuhan in central China. The WIV's pathogen database fact sheet is updated. ProMed sends a global alert regarding the novel coronavirus outbreak. 31st of December. Huanan Seafood Market is disinfected while hundreds of samples are taken from surfaces and animal carcasses or products. 1st of January. The authorities crack down on doctors and scientists sharing information about the outbreak in the media or online. 3rd of January. Dr. Li Wenliang is interrogated by police and made to sign a confession to wrongdoing. Chinese authorities order all patient samples to be destroyed or transferred to designated institutions. Dr. Jiang Yongzhen in Shanghai receives Wuhan patient samples. The SARS-CoV-2 genome is shared with companies to develop diagnostics. 4th of January. The Chinese vaccine developer Sinopharm starts to manufacture a vaccine for SARS-CoV-2. 5th of January. Dr. Jiang obtains the SARS-CoV-2 genome and uploads it to the International Genbank database under embargo. He tells Wuhan Central Hospital that they are dealing with a dangerous pathogen. 7th of January. Dr. Jiang submits a paper to Nature describing the SARS-CoV-2 virus and its genome. 11th of January. As pressure grows, Dr. Jiang shares the genome with his co-author Dr. Edward Holmes, who posts the genome online. 13th of January. Taiwan sends experts to Wuhan to check if human-to-human transmission is occurring. First COVID-19 case outside China. A traveler from Wuhan to Thailand. 14th of January. World Health Organization, WHO, announces that the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel hashtag coronavirus 2019-nCoV identified in hashtag Wuhan, hashtag China. 18th of January. Sir Jeremy Farrar informs the WHO of data pointing to human-to-human transmission. Wuhan mayor hosts record-breaking banquet in the city. 20th of January. Chinese government confirms human-to-human transmission of the virus. Dr. Xi submits her first two papers on the novel coronavirus to prestigious scientific journals. Neither point out the furin cleavage site. 22nd of January. Chinese CDC says the virus likely came from wild animals illegally sold at Huanan Seafood Market. Pangolin coronavirus data is released by Chinese scientists on the international NCBI database following a 2019 paper. 23rd of January. Wuhan is locked down. Dr. Xi preprints a seminal paper on the novel coronavirus and rat G13. WHO votes not to declare an international emergency. 31st of January. China reports to the OIE World Animal Health Information System that no animal samples from the Huanan Seafood Market have tested positive for the virus. 1st of February. Top scientists and virologists in the West hold conference call to discuss the origin of the virus, including the possibility of a lab origin. Several participants consider a lab origin at least as likely as a natural origin. 6th of February. Wuhan scientists post an article online suggesting a laboratory origin. The article is quickly withdrawn. Dr. Peter Daszak drafts a letter to condemn conspiracy theories suggesting anything other than a natural origin and recruits signatories. 7th of February. Dr. Li Wenliang dies from COVID-19. Chinese scientists announced discovery of a pangolin virus that is allegedly a 99% match to SARS-CoV-2. 18th to 20th of February. Four preprints are posted online describing the same pangolin coronavirus that has a similar spike receptor binding domain to SARS-CoV-2, but is only 90% similar overall. 24th of February. Chinese CDC informs its offices that information regarding the novel coronavirus must not be shared publicly. 7th of March. Dr. Daszak's letter, co-signed by 27 prominent scientists, is published by The Lancet. 11th of March. WHO declares a pandemic. 17th of March. Dr. Christian Anderson and colleagues publish proximal origin correspondence in Nature Medicine. We do not believe that any type of laboratory-based scenario is plausible. 2nd of May. Alina's preprint on the adaptation of SARS-CoV-2 for humans is posted online. 18th of May. The Seeker posts the medical thesis describing the Mojang miners under Alina's Twitter thread on her preprint. 25th of May. Dr. Gao of the Chinese CDC announces that Huanan Seafood Market is a victim and that the virus had existed long before the market. 29th of May. The Seeker posts a doctoral thesis from Dr. Gao's lab describing the Mojang miners and providing GPS coordinates to the mine. 31st of May. The WIV and EcoHealth Alliance publish Latin et al. Preprint with data on viruses collected up till 2015. 7th of July. Alina and Dr. Xinghai Zhan post a preprint revealing scientific issues with the pangolin papers. 31st of July. The WHO agrees terms of reference for its joint study with the Chinese government on the origins of the virus. 2nd of August. Francisco de Ribera and Baba conclude that 8 viruses from the Latin et al. Manuscript were from the Mojang mine. 11th of November. An editor's note is added to a pangolin paper in Nature, though no correction has been made to date. 17th of November. An addendum is added by Dr. Shi to her Nature paper, acknowledging connection to the Mojang mine and reporting additional sarbecoviruses found in the mine. Detailed timeline in 2021. 14th of January. WHO recruited international experts arrive in Wuhan. 15th of January. US State Department issues a fact sheet pointing to possibility of a laboratory origin. 9th of February. China WHO joint study press conference in Wuhan. 4th of March. Open letter by international experts and scientists, including Alina, calls for a full investigation, including that of a lab origin. 30th of March. China WHO joint study publishes its report. 14th of May. Letter in Science, co-signed by prominent scientists, including Alina, calls for a credible investigation into both natural and laboratory origin hypotheses. 26th of May. US President Joe Biden announces 90-day inquiry by the intelligence community into the origin of COVID-19. 22nd of June. Dr. Jesse Bloom unearths early Wuhan COVID-19 data deleted from the international NCBI database in June 2020. The data exonerates the Huanan seafood market. 22nd of July. Chinese government announces that it will not cooperate with second phase of WHO's COVID-19 origins investigation. 3rd of August. Chinese authorities share draft changes to the regulation on the administration of laboratory animals for public consultation, including the text, "Animals used in experiments cannot go back on the market." 6th of August. Scientist in Beijing is revealed to have caught COVID-19 in a laboratory in early 2020. 9th of August. Chinese state-owned Global Times publishes allegations that laboratories at the University of North Carolina could have leaked the virus. 27th of August. Biden administration releases inconclusive report from US intelligence agencies about the origin of the virus. 6th of September. Documents released to The Intercept by National Institutes of Health reveal new information about the WIV's creation of chimeric viruses with increased pathogenicity.